Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 46 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Stand Fast, Therefore, in Your Liberty. In trying to think of what to share with you in the month of July, of course, the 4th of July stuck out in my mind and how we celebrate our independence. Many celebrate this holiday in different ways, and most gatherings are concluded with a display of fireworks. I would like to set off some fireworks and encourage you regarding the freedoms Christ has secured for us this month. We understand in our culture that many of our freedoms are being challenged and distorted, but that doesn't alter their truth just the same. Our freedoms remain sure in Christ Jesus. I want to encourage you as I share some historical and biblical truths concerning our independence. It goes without saying that all freedom comes at a cost, and many soldiers died during the years of the American Revolution. In June of 1776, representatives of the 13 colonies then fighting in the revolutionary struggle declared their independence from Great Britain under the English rule of King George. On July the 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, its delegates adopted the Declaration of Independence, an historical document for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It was drafted by Thomas Jefferson. From 1776 until the present day, July 4th has been celebrated as the birth of American independence. Well, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, we read, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." We understand that this scripture is in reference to the legalists who were trying to yoke or enslave the Galatians or the non-Jews with Judaism. We also understand that Christ paid a terrible price for our freedom and independence by dying on the cross for us. He took our punishment and died in our place so that we could be set free to know how to fellowship and live with God forever. So as a Christian, you are free. But what seems to have you entangled or yoked at this time? Right now, I seem to be struggling with a feeling of being overwhelmed. I'm on my summer break from teaching and speaking, but June has just blown away. And when I peer into future commitments with the time that's left for summer, I'm wondering, how am I going to get things done if I take time away from it all? I just took a couple of days the other day for myself, and it seemed that I was punished for doing so. Has this ever happened to you? Well, let's glean some insight from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, so that it can help us. Now, here's what that passage says again. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So when it says stand fast, It's talking about standing firm, and that's the opposite of sitting or reclining or falling or even moving. It's continuing to stand, to persevere. We're able to do so in faith on the basis of God's promises, because our faith looks to the Lord Jesus, who enables us to stand. And so as we're standing in the Lord, He's given us that sustaining power that we need to be able to continue. And then liberty. Liberty from what? Liberty from bondage, from slavery. Liberty from restraint and obligation. Liberty of not being under control or domination. Here we are to remain or stand in not being under slavery or bondage again, or under any control or domination. And we also know that true liberty is living as we should, not as we please. So it goes on, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. That's past tense. He hath made us free. It's already done, once and for all. We were freed not so that we can come under bondage again. We were born in bondage, yes, especially in the bondage of sin, but He paid the price and purchased us out of that enslavement so that we could be free and not come under bondage again. So then it goes on and it says not to be entangled. So think of it. No, not, never. We are never to be entangled or enslaved. And when it says again, it means once again. So we're not to be entangled again. We were before. We've been brought out of it. We're not to return. And then it says a yoke of bondage. That means being in servitude or under obligation. Yoke is always a picture of slavery, of something that is governing or directing us, controlling us, as it does with a mule or an ox. It's having something master you, where you have no choice. You have to do it, whether you like it or not, because you're subject as a slave to the will of that master. Again, this scripture says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. So what does that mean for me? I'll tell you personally right now with the struggle that I share with you. I'm going to decide to trust the Lord with all that I have to do today, tomorrow, and the next day after that. I will achieve what I can each day by His wisdom and strength, and I'm not going to fret over what is left undone, knowing that God has been faithful in the past and that He's going to be faithful in the future. And really, a part of our being a Christian is seeing how God makes a way out of no way. I've had to chuckle time and time again over how He moves mountains and He clears my path. So why should I give into this feeling right now? This feeling has come and gone before, and each time when I trust God, He has allowed me to get it all done and more by the power of His indwelling Spirit. I know that my acceptance in Christ is not based on my performance or keeping of any regulations or any particular schedule. I'm going to trust Him to establish the work of my hands for me, as the psalmist said. In light of this passage, I'm going to be careful to remain standing and not give up or feel defeated. Like the 13 colonies who established their freedom from Great Britain, I'm going to remember that I'm a liberated, freed woman by Christ Jesus, and I'm going to decide to function in that freedom, so that I can enjoy and experience His peace and His rest each day. I will purpose to not get entangled again in a slavery of stress, fretting, being anxious or worrying or fearing that I'm not going to make a deadline or complete my task. I am not going to let even ministry become my master, for Christ is my true master. I will yield to His will and serve Him with gladness. Now remember how he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, that's what I'm going to purpose to do. What about you? This month of independence, or any month of the year, let's remember to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage. I know I'm purposing to do so, and I trust that you will join me too. So until the next time, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.